There is a Tosfos on Vav Amud Beis. The third Tosfos from the top. Yichabre Detino. Tosfos quotes the Rashbam. Omer Abin Ishmael. We have that on Amud Aleph in Rashi. But it says at the end of the Rashi Yad Kan. So it sounds like it's a Tosfos. It's a Tosefis that was added on from the Rashbam. That a few times before, where it said, Tosefis me Rabbeinu Shmuel Ad Kan. So it looks like this Rashi and Amud Aleph is really a Hosefa from the Rashbam. He draws a distinction between Cheskes Abatim and Cheskes Tashmishim. The whole beginning of the Perek Cheskes Abatim is talking about a situation. We know that the field or the house used to belong to you. So you're called the Cheskes Markam. It used to belong to you. You have Cheskes Markam. And the last couple of years, I'm living there. So I bring witnesses who testify that I had Achilas Peiris for 3 years. Means I was living in the house like normally. Once in a while, I went away for a Shabbos or to my in-laws or to my children or whatever, my parents. But I was living in the house normally. It didn't look like I was hiding from anybody. Or I was using the karka, I was planting and harvesting and selling all the food, eating the food. So cheska batam mishaloshonim. And the Mishnah says that's only chazokah sheyeshi matayna. Here the Rashi and Omer Aleph quotes daf mem aleph Omer Aleph Mishnah. Kol chazokah sheyeshi matayna, ain't a chazokah. It doesn't just say squatter's rights. I was living there for the last 3 years and nobody was moichal, so therefore you were moichal to me. You can't be moichal bien. No such thing as mechila on a house and mechila on a farm. So I have to have a taina, chazaka sheishim a taina. The taina is, I claim that I bought it. Or I claim that he gave it to me with matanim. So if I bought it, the minhag kamdina is that you usually write a shtar. So where's the shtar? So the answer is, he says, I don't have to hold on to the shtaris forever. It's already 3 years. Atlasinish, atlasnin, mizdairinish b'shtari. That's the Gemara, the beginning of Cheskas Batim. Up until the end of 3 years, people normally hold on to their shtoris. After 3 years, you don't hold on to their shtoris forever. You don't hold on to your tax forms forever. After 5 years, you throw it out. The government always changes the law. How long you have to hold on to your tax forms? If you don't have to hold on, so you're just going to clutter up the house with all these things, you throw it out in garbage. So Cheskas Batim is when you claim that the house is yours, and you have to have a chazaka sheishim ataina. Ataina is either I bought it, or that you gave it to me with matana. So the fact that I was living there for 3 years, that supports my taina. Okay. We basically hold, the Ktzos HaChoshen has a whole discussion about Cheskas Batim. We basically hold that the whole institution, Cheskas Batim Shalvashonim, is mid the Rabbanim. There isn't really a good explanation why it works Menatar. The Natura, because the other fellow has the Cheskas Marakama. You see, by Metalklin, there's such a thing as Cheskas Tvisa de Hashta. I'm wearing the suit. I have the suit in my closet. Or I have the watch on my arm. I have the watch in my pocket. I have the ballpoint pen. I have something in my pocket. So that's Cheskas Tvisa de Hashta. So there's a klal. Whoever is Muchsok, Hamotzi Machaber, all of her, if you want to take something out of the state of being Muchsok, you have to have a Raya Limto. So the different forms of muchzok, we discussed it when we learned the Tosfos on the first daf. So cheskas tvis in betatlim, cheskas tvis of the hashta is stronger than cheskas markam. In karka, you can't talk about cheskas tvis of the hashta. What do you mean? Chazoka means the thing is bishusi. What do you mean the karka is bishusi? If you know that I own the karka, whatever is shali is automatically bishusi. But al doka bachina, that's what we're arguing about. That's what we're fighting about. Who owns the karka? So you can't say, who has the cheskas tvisa de hashta? And karka, there is no. Ein lecha dovi she'en la mokum. Metatlim always are b'shusay of somebody. So if I'm holding, and I have cheskas tvisa de hashta on the suit that I'm wearing, on the suits in my closet, on the watch in my pocket, on whatever, on the glasses that I use, even if you can prove you're the marakama, it says on the side of the glasses, what store I bought it from, let's say. So we know that they're the Marakama. But Cheskas Tvisa de Hashta is stronger than Cheskas Marakama. But in Karka, there is no such thing as chet as tfisa da hashto. So how come the Marakama doesn't get it back? So the Tzoy says that basically it's only been the Rabbanim. Okay, so Takana the Rabbanim. He says all the pshatim don't work. We'll try to learn a little bit. If we'll get that far, we'll try to learn cheskat batim a little bit. So we'll see. We assume it's a Takana the Rabbanim. But cheskas tashmishim, that's a different thing. So Rashi says, probably the Rashba, probably not Rashi. The Rashi on Omer Aleph, on Vav Omer Aleph, says, just like the Mishnah requires chazokas yeshim atayna by cheskas habatim, so to be cheskas tashmishim also. What's cheskas tashmishim? Let's say you built a wall, you have a house, let's say. You have a house. And I gave a mashal yesterday. I have a swing that my children use, and the swing is held up by a big beam on top, and the beam is resting on top of my roof and on top of your roof. So I'm really using your roof. And I put the beam up. It's not just I put the beam up one day, and then I claim that I paid you for the use of your roof. How am I using your roof? I'm having my beam resting on your roof. It's weakening the roof. Maybe it's weakening the building. So I claim that chazaka sheishim etayna. I claim that I paid for it. I claim that you gave me permission, and you said I have the right to use it forever, as long as I live in the house. I have a right to use it. So it has to be chazaka sheishim etayna. And over here, you don't need shalashonim. That's what the Rashbam said. The Shalashonim is only needed by Cheskas Abatim, because either by Soda or by Bias, because normally people write a Shtar, and the Gemara says that the 3 years has to do with holding on to the Shtar. Atlas Shnin, until the end of 3 years, Mizdarinish Bishtori, it's normal that a person will hold on to the Shtar. And after 3 years, Lo Mizdarinish Bishtori. So therefore, there's no Reise in the Taina of the Machzik. If he's living in the karka less than living in the house or living in the field less than 3 years, doesn't have a shtar, so that's a reisa. Reisa means that that's a weakness in his argument. But if it's after 3 years, there's no reisa in his time. So then he said that he beats out the Marakam. So that idea of the 3 years with the shtar, that's only b'cheska batim. But the Rashbam writes, the Rashi and the Rashbam, whoever it is over here, they write that becheskas tashmishim, you also need chazaka sheishim atayim, but you don't need 3 years. Okay. So then we mentioned yesterday, that's an important topic. The Rambam never says that you have to have a chazaka sheishim atayim, becheskas tashmishim. So the Magid Mishnah writes, when the Rambam quotes these dinim, becheskas tashmishim, so the Magid Mishnah quotes that the Rambam never said you need a taina. He quotes the Mishnah, Kol Chazaka Sheini Matai Meina Chazaka Becheska Batim, but Becheskas Tashmishim he doesn't say. So the Rambam apparently is following the Shitas HaGoinim, that he doesn't have to have a taina, I bought it, or you gave me permission to lean the beams on your roof as long as I want, as long as I live in the next house. I don't have to have a taina like that. Even Chazaka Sheini Matayna, the fact that I did it and you weren't moichel shows that you were moichel. And mechila, it's tzvicha kinyan. Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. So mechila doesn't need a kinyan. So let's say I moved into your house and you knew about it and I was living there for 2 months. Also, once you say mechila and tzvicha kinyan, the answer is there's no mechila on a bien. You can't be moichel a bien. How do we know that you say there's no mechila on a bien? So that we know that's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Everybody always quotes that's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Dap Tezayin Aman Aleph. The beginning of Kiddushin, the first parak in Kiddushin, says Hovisha Niknes, to create issues you need a kinyan, either Kesef Hashtar Abia, and then to break the issues you have either Misa Sabal or a Get. Then it says how do you buy an Eved Ivri and how do you get rid of the Eved Ivri? How do you buy an Eved Knaini? How do you get rid of the Eved Knaini? How do you buy karka? How do you sell a karka? And how do you buy metaltalim? And how do you sell a metaltalim? So that's the whole first parak. Then how do you buy metaltalim with karka? Kinyan agav. So the whole first parak is about how to become a marriage and to break up the marriage. How do you become a karka? Break it up. How do you become a metaltalim? And a evidivi, evaknani. So the Gemara says there on Daf Tezayinim and Aleph, if you have an Eved Ivri and you want to set him free, so you give him a shtar shichrur. So the Gemara says, why do you have to waste time to write a shtar shichrur? This text that is going to say in the shtar shichrur, Hare Atah Li'atzmecho, I'm here by freeing you. Let him say it bal peh. Buy karka, let's say I want to sell you karka, so I have to write a shtar. I hereby give you ownership of the karka. I own my apartment 26A in the building 24 Bennett. So I write, I'm selling you the apartment that I own 26A in the building 24 Bennett in Washington Heights. So if I'll say it bal peh, that's the first line in the Rama Mehilchus Mechira. Ena mekech nikne bedvar. You can't transfer ownership of karka on the talpam just orally by making an oral declaration. Bidvarim. Just by giving a drasha, by making a speech, I'm giving you ownership. You have to make a ma'ase kinyan. So the same is true regarding shichur eved ivri. The brisa said, the Gemara quotes a brisa, that in order to be mishachur and eved ivri, usually buy for 6 years. So I bought an eved ivri, then I decided I want to free him. I don't need him. I don't like him. Whatever. So I want to get rid of him. So in the middle of the 6 years, I give mishtar shichur. So the Gemara asks, why does the Odon have to waste his time to write Shtar Shichur? Le Malay Bapitrei Zil. Let the Odon say in the presence of two witnesses, goodbye and good luck. I'm Mechel you your services. You're Meshuvit to work for me to the end of 6 years. I bought you for 6 years. Let's say, Vinimka Bignei Vosa, the Chumash has a case. The fellow stole millions of dollars and he doesn't have so much money to pay. So the Bezin sells him for 6 years. And then the Bezin takes the money, the Odon pays money to the Bezin, the Bezin gives the money to the Nignav, because the Ganav didn't have money to pay. So the Eved Ivri is Meshubit to work for the Odon for the next 6 years. After 3 years, the Odon wants to get rid of him. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't the Odon just stay? Amechel d'shibudim and goodbye. Why does he need a shtar? So the Gemara says, Zosomeres, that's on Tezayinim and Aleph. This teaches us that Eved Ivri is not merely that he's Meshubit to work for the Odon for the next 6 years. The Odon owns the Eved Ivri, and therefore there's no Mechila on Abiyan. There's only Mechila on Shibudim. What is Shibudim? Let's say I lend you $1,000, so you owe me money. So there's a Shibud, there's a Schus. I have a Schus to collect $1,000 from you. Or however much money it happens to be. So Mechilani work only works on a schus, on a shibut. But Mechila doesn't work on a biyad. That's the way we usually learn Pashup Shant in the Gemara. That Gemara, it's famous, the Ramban has a different interpretation on that Gemara. The Ramban and the Ritva follows in the footsteps of the Ramban. That's on Kiddushin, Tezayim and all. So the Ramban says that when you own an Eved Ivri, there's shnei kinyonim. There's a kinyan mamon and there's a kinyan iser. There's a kinyan mamon. I own the Eved Ivri, that is mukhiyev to work for me. Then there's a kinyan iser for iser the heta purposes. I own the Eved Ivri. Where do you see the status of the Eved Ivri is different in iser the heta? And Eved Kanaini is different. And Eved Kanaini, I understand. There's a Kenya Mama and there's a Kenya Nisa. There's a Kenya Mama and I own the Eved Kanaini like I own Shori Bahamori. I have a right to use the Shori Bahamori to work for me. I own the Eved Kanaini. I have the right to use him to do work. And then there's a Kenya Nisa and Eved Kanaini. What's the Kenya Nisa? If I'm a Kayan, he's permitted to eat Truma. I mean, I own him with respect to Issa the Heter. Or there's a din if I kill. If I murder a Jewish person, so there's an Anish Misa. If I murder my own Eved Kanaini, there's a din of Yom HaYamayim. If he survives, what do you mean? Is it Yom HaYamayim? So the Gemara says, Meis Leis. If he survives, if he dies, but he doesn't die within 24 hours, if he dies 25 hours later, then the Odin is not Chayiv Misa. So that means that the Odin owns the Eved Kanaini with respect to Yisav HaHetar and the area of Yisav HaHetar. So by Eved, let's say, a person owns an Eved Kanaini, then he's mafka the Eved. Let's say I own a behemoth, and I'm mafka the behemoth. There's an institution of Hefker. How do you know there is an institution of Hefker? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and last week said, Parshas Bereishis, the whole world was Hefker. And then he told Adam Rishon, everything is up for grabs. Kol HaKodim Zochem. So everybody was kind of everything. So by now, Mistamba, every inch on the globe already, some person or some nation already was kind of. So how do you know there's an institution of Hefker? When the Rebbe Shalom created the world, everything was up for grabs, everything was Hefker. But after a person already acquires ownership, maybe you can't revert back to the vision. Maybe there's no way to revert back to the original state of Hefker. Maybe once it belongs to me, it can't revert back to become Hefker. I can transfer ownership to a different person or to a different person. How do you know there's an institution of Hefker? So the Yerushalmi learns that from the Pasuk by Shemitah. This year is Shnas HaShemitah. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, HaShviyis, the berries that grow during Shnas HaShemitah, Tishmetena Unetashta, V'ochla Yoni Amecho. So what it means is that the farmer has a mitzvah tishmetena to be mafke the perishviyas, to make it open, to make it available to the public. Everybody has the right to take. So why does it say a kefil lashem tishmetena unetashta? So that's an old machlekes hatanaim where the dibur Torah kedushin b'niyot, the malot dibur Torah kedushin b'niyot. The Torah was dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu word for word and letter for letter to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when Kodesh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah, did he dictate it in a divine language, or did he dictate it by Loshem many other? When people talk, they repeat themselves a lot of times, unnecessarily. So, if you hold a Dibur Torah Kedushin B'nei Adam, it can't be medayik from the fact that you have an extra word or something is written twice, you have an extra phrase or an extra pasuk. Dibur Torah Kedushin B'nei Adam. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmo. Rabbi Akiva, we usually follow Rabbi Akiva, lo Dibur Torah Kedushin B'nei Adam. So whenever the Gemara darshens l'shanis kfulim, it says hanik tanik dosin titin b'sarach tiftach mos yumos, it says kefa loshan a lot of times. So whenever you have l'shanis kfulim, the Gemara always has a drasha. That's because we follow Rabbi Akiva. We assume lo dibur Torah k'dushan meyodam, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu a kefa loshan hanik tanik and dosin titin here tishmetenu unetashta, it's a kefa loshan. So we darshan something from it. So what does it mean? Tishmetena, v'hashvi is tishmetena. The farmer has a mitzvah, should be mafker all the peres and open up the gates and let the public come in and take the peres. When a tashta tells you, not only in Shnas HaShemitah does the farmer have the ability to be mafker, all 6 years, all 7 years, he has the ability to be mafker his automobile, his ability to be mafker his clothing, whatever. Not only the peres that grow in Shnas HaShemitah, in the Tashto, you can be mafke anything. That's how we assume. There's a machlokes hatanaim b'shamay b'sulal in the Mishnah. What if a person has a computer, and he has an extra computer, and he puts it on the hefke table downstairs, and he writes, he's only mafke for students from this year. He's not mafke to everyone. He's only mafke to students from Reitz. Not from the other division, not from Beis Medrash program or whatever. Is it shayach to have hefker to some people? Hefker lezeh v'loy lezeh. It's only mafka for aniyim. Ashirim have no right to take it, only aniyim. So that's the machlok, it's bisham and bisilil in the Mishnah. Hefker aniyim v'loy l'ashirim. Is it hefker? So bisham I say it's good hefker. Bisilil say no. Why? It's only hefker because the whole mocker of the institution that you have the ability to be mafka property is learned out from that kefa loshen tishmetena unetashta. That's what the Yerushalmi says on that Mishnah. So it has to be dumi d'shviyas. We still say in the Mishnah, if you're mafka lanim v'lo l'ashem, the hefker is not chal, because hefker is only chal if it's similar to the hefker of Shemitah. Why does it have to be similar to the hefker of Shemitah? Because the whole mocker in Chumash that there exists an institution of hefker. Not hefker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and everything with hefker before Adam Rishon was Zecha. No. After you were Zecha, you have the ability to return it back to the state of Hefker. That's learned out from this Pasuk Tishmetena and Etashta. So just like Tishmetena, Shviyas is Hefker Lakol, so too, if you ever want to be Mapka, anything that you own, not only Peri Shviyas, has to be only Asher Hefker Lanim Lashirim Kishviyas. That's the Loshan HaMishnah B'Silasa. The Gemara in Bava Metzia quotes that Mishnah. So there is an institution of Hefker. But that institution of Hefker is learned out from the Pasuk Tishmetena on the Tashto. So the Ramban writes a Dover Pashut. Let's say a man is married. So it says, Ha'isha Niknes. the husband makes a kinyan. Let's say the husband's going to be mafke his wife. Does hefke work on your wife? Never heard of such a thing. Can't be mafke your wife. So that's what the Ramban writes. Hefke doesn't work because hefke only works on kinyan mamon. In marriage, we're not talking about a kinyan mamon. So the Ramban explains, if you have an eved kenayni, hamafke abdai, mafke an eved kenayni, so the hefke, whenever you have an eved kenayni, you have two kinyanim. Everyone agrees. Tosfos and the Ramban, they all agree. Tosfos and the Ramban argue by Eved Ivri, but Eved Kenayni, they all agree that there's both a Kinyan Mamon and a Kinyan Issa. Who's the one who has an essay about this Kinyan Mamon, Kinyan Issa, a famous essay? The Avnei Miluim. You ever hear the Avnei Miluim? You ever hear the Ktzos HaChoshen? Ktzos HaChoshen is on the bottom of the page in Choshen Mishpat. So the Ktzos HaChoshen wrote a sefer on Eben Ezra that's called the Avnei Miluim. He didn't put it out during his lifetime. It was put out by his son-in-law. His son-in-law was a maskil. His son-in-law was Orthodox, religious, but he was modern Orthodox. So that's why the Hasidim don't use it. The Avnei Miluim is not as strong as the Ktzos. The Ktzos is very, very strong. Avnei Miluim, every so often, he just quotes all the different shittas and he doesn't add anything. The Ktzos never writes like that. Ktzos always has what to add. But the Avnei Miluim was put together by the son-in-law after the Ktzos passed away. So he had the beginnings of a lot of essays, but he never led to anything. He just quoted there are three shittas, and that's all. And he doesn't comment, he doesn't add, he doesn't comment anything. So the son-in-law put everything in. Son-in-law's name was Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport. He's known as by the Rosh Yeshiva Shir. Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport was a Talmid Chacham, but he was modern. He was a modern. Exactly what that means is a good question. I don't know. They're still trying to figure it out. What does it mean, modern Orthodox? So in the end of the Avnei Miluim, the Miluim is on Eben Ezra. The end of the Avnei Miluim, you have Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Miluim. So most of them are not Shailos that anybody. Some of them are Shailos that came up. Most of them are not Shailos. Most of them are essays on halacha topics. But he calls it Shailos HaTshuvos. Like the Shagas Aryeh. Nobody asked the Shagas Aryeh, the Shailos, when is Sozman Kriya Shema? Where the Kriya Shema is the Raisa, the Rabbana. Nobody asked the Shailos. It means he wrote essays and he calls it Shailos HaTshuvos. And Shailos HaTshuvos, Shagas Aryeh HaChadoshes, the second volume of the thinner volume of the Shagas Aryeh, that has a couple of tshuvas halacha lemaisa that people ask Shailos Taka, serious Shailos. But the first volume of the Shagas Aryeh is just essays on various topics. So the end of the Avnei Miluim on Eben Ezra, in the same volume I have, what they call Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Miluim. Most of them are not tshuvas halacha lemaisa, most of them are essays. He has one essay about this topic. He's the one who established this idea that everyone realizes that when you're over an Eved Kenayni, there's both a Kinyan Mamon and a Kinyan Issim. When you own an Eved Ivri, it's a Machlokes Tosfos and a Ramban. So the Ramban writes, if you own an Eved Kenayni, Hamafker Avdo Yotze Lecheres, you own an Eved, the Gemara in Baba Kama has an expression, you own an Eved Kenayni, you own the Eved Kenayni, Kishori Bachamori. My Shor Bachamor, I have a right to kill it. I have a right to Shech the Shor. I have no right to kill the Eved Kenayni, he's a human being. You're not allowed to kill him, but the Gemara has a Lashon, you own the Eved Kenayni, Kishori Bachamor. So if you're mafka the Eved Kenayni, the hefker is chal on the Kinyan Mamon. The Ramban says the mokka for hefker is hashvi'is tishmetenu and etashto, and that only tells you that hefker is chal on the Kinyan Mamon. On Kinyan Issa can't be chal. So what's taka the din hamafka rabdo yotzo lecheris if I have an Eved Kenayni hamafka him? So the hefker is chal on the Kinyan Mamon. What about the Kinyan Issa? What about the Kinyan Issa? The Eved Kenayni is also to marry a Yisraelis. And Eved Kenayni is Echel B'Tshuma. If the Odon is a Kohen, then Eved Kenayni is Mutter to eat Tshuma. The Eved Kenayni can't become a Mun on a Korban Pesach without Rishus of the Odon. All based on a Kinyan Issa. Kinyan Issa means I own the Eved Kenayni with respect to different halachas in Issa the Hedda. So that's what the Gemara says. Machka Rav, the Yotza Lecheres. V'tzorch get shichur. He still needs a get shichur because the hefker was only chal on it's a machloek is Rabbi Shmuel in Gittin, middle of Gittin. Amafkar av the yotzel lecheres, the hefker is chal on the kinyan mamon. Do you say once the kinyan mamon disappears, however, by hook or by crook, then the kinyan isa can't exist? Or do you say no? Hefker is chal on the kinyan. I mean, the kinyan is still there. And you have to, and you have to give ishtashich. So that's how we pass. Mafker avda, your mafker never knaini. Yotze lecheres, the hefker is chal on the kinyan mamman. I have no right to make the eved work for me any longer. However, but tzorach get shichur, he still needs ishtashichur in order to cancel the kinyan is. So the machlekes tesis and the Ramban is, what about by an eved ivri? If I have an eved ivri. Eved ivri is not echel b'tshuma, even if the yodin is a koi. And Eved Ivri, the Gemara says, has a right to become a mun on a Korban Pesach. He doesn't have to get permission from the Yadon. So where do you see? So Tosfos says, there is no Kinyan Issa in an Eved Ivri. There's only a Kinyan Mamon. There's no Kinyan Issa. So Tosfos sheet is, if you're Mafke and Eved Kanayni Yotze Lecheres, Vitzorch Get Shichur, you need a Shtar Shichur to cancel the Kinyan Issa. But if you're mafka and eved ivri, ain't it tzorach gat shichur? Because there is no kinyan isa on the eved ivri. There's only a kinyan. There's no kinyan isa. How can you say there's no kinyan isa in an eved ivri? But there is a din in isa v'heta that the eved ivri is different from everybody else. He's muta b'shivcha kainis. Does not show that that there is a kinyan isa. So Tosfos says he's only muta b'shivcha knaynes in the line of duty. The pasuk says when you free the eved ivri after sheish, you have to give hanok hanek tanek lo mitzonach megonach miikvecha. And the pasuk says why? Because kinishnes chasocher rabotche. He worked for you twice as hard as any worker. A laborer doesn't work so hard. The Eved Ivri works twice as hard. What way does the Eved Ivri work twice as hard? So Tosfos has one opinion that in the days of Tanakh, normal was that a person would sign a 3-year contract. A worker, a laborer, would agree to work for 3 years. And the Eved Ivri usually, you buy an Eved Ivri for sheish. For 6 years. So that's Kimishnes Chasocher Avotcha. He worked for you twice as long as the Socher. The Socher usually only works 3 years, and the Eved Ivri works for 6 years. That's what the Balei HaTosfos say. So that's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to sign a contract. There's a Pasi Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim. So the Gemara has a comment, Li B'nei Yisrael Avodim, Eloi Avodim L'Avodim. A person is not allowed to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. It's an Issa. Unless Mamish, he has no money, has no parnasa, and he can't get a job anywhere. Nobody wants to hire him. If he'll sell himself as an Eved Ivri, they'll take him. Okay, so then if you have no brera, you're stuck. But if you can avoid it, please say, Kili ben Yisrael, avodim, la'avodim, la'avodim. So the Gemara raises the question, if so, that it's not proper that a Jewish person should sell himself as an Eved Ivri. So each Jewish person has to be self-employed. He can't work. He can't be employed by someone else. Why isn't that also a violation of Ki Libanei Yisrael Lavodim, Lavodim, Lavodim? So the Gemara says, the answer to the question is, that Apol Chozer B'Afilu B'Emtzayom, if you sell yourself as an Eved Ivri, then you can't quit in the middle. You sold yourself for 6 years. You can ask the Yodin has the ability to be M'shachar you, But you can't just say in the middle, I changed my mind, and I want to go free. You can ask that you want to go. You can ask, but the other doesn't have to free you. But if you hired, even if you signed a contract, the din is pol chazam afu lebem tzayom. So the Gemara seems to say that therefore there's no violation of the isik leivin itzol avodim 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 if you're employed by someone else, because you always have the right to quit in the middle. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So the Balei HaTosfos came up with a new Einfall. Maybe it's against the Gemara. That's what other Rishonim say. What did Tosfos come up with? The Chumash is against the Gemara. But different Balei HaTosfos came up. You're only allowed to sign a contract, a labor contract, for 3 years. In Europe, the practice used to be rabbis would either sign a 3-year contract or a 5-year contract or a life contract. That's the question. So why a 3-year contract? Why a 5-year contract? So some are of the opinion, up until and including 3 years, that's a socher. Because kimishnas ha socher abotcha, the socher only, the normal socher, the normal poel agrees to work for 3 years, and the Abedivi works for 6 years. Double the amount of a poel. So if a person signs a labor contract to work for someone else for more than 3 years, that's already a violation of Kalim and Esau Lavodim, Lavodim, Lavodim. That's one opinion in Tosfos. Then there's another opinion. The opinions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And the other opinion in Tosfos is anything less than 6 years is mutter. You can sign a 5-year contract. But if you agree for 6 years or more, that's already an eved. So you're not allowed to agree to a contract of 6 years or more. Because 6 years or more, that's already leaving it all bottom line, bottom line. 6 years or more, that's obvious. So that's why there were two menhagim, where the rabbis' contracts are Hashulchan writes on Chosh and Ishbal like that. There were two practices in Europe. Sometimes they would only give a rabbi, a laborer, a 3-year contract. Anything more than 3 years is already a violation of Avodim Lavodim. And others held, no, anything less than 6 years is mutas. So 5-year contract is also good. In many communities, the practice was that they gave a life contract. So how are you talking? How can you give a life contract? Tosfos holds anything 6 years or more is asur. So Daruch HaShulchan says, no, the life contract just means the bala, not that the rabbi is not allowed to leave. The rabbi always has a right to leave. The balabatim can't get rid of him for the rest of his life. It's a one-way contract. The balabatim give the rabbi a life contract, doesn't mean he's bechiv to stay there forever. He can quit whenever he wants. But they can't fire the rabbi. That's what it means. Yeah, that's basically what it says in the Gemara. That's against the both opinions in Tosfos. The one opinion in Tosfos is up until 3 years, you can agree to work. That's not a violation of Avodim Avodim. That's a poil. The other opinion was anything up until 6 years. 6 years or more is an Issa like an Eved. And both opinions in Tosfos seem to be against the Gemara. The Gemara says, you learn from the Pasuk, Liban Yisrael, Avodim, 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 that it's not proper to sell yourself as an Eved, but you may agree to work for someone else. You don't insist every Jew should be self-employed. So why isn't that a violation of Avodim, Avodim? So the Gemara said the reason why, because Poel Chazabah, feel the Bam Sayyam, because the Poel always has the ability to quit in the middle. So therefore it's not called an Avodim, it's not called an Avdus. So you can even sign a life contract to work for someone else. And since he can quit in the middle, so it's not a problem. But the Rosh Hashulchan explains over here, even if you're not following the Gemara, even if you're all like Tosfos, which seems to be against the Gemara, even if you're all like Tosfos, that you can only sign a contract for 3 years, not more. Or you can sign anything less than 6 years. 6 years or more is already an Isser. But when the rabbis would sign a life contract, the rabbi was never obligating himself to stay there forever. The Balabatim were obligating themselves. It's a one-way obligation. The rabbi never, when he signs a contract, doesn't mean that he's committing himself to stay there forever and he has the right to back out. He never committed himself at all. It's a one-way committing. The Balabatim are committing themselves to stay with their rabbi. So again, so the Balei HaTosfos are of the opinion that when you have an Eved Kenayni, you have two Kinyonim. You have a Kinyon Mammon and a Kinyon Iser. And if you mafka, that's why we paskin HaMafka Rabda Yotz Machlegis Rabbi Shmuel in the middle of Gittin. We paskin HaMafka Rabda, if you mafka the Eved Kenayni, Yotz Alecheris, the Kinyon Mammon is Faka with the Hefker, but Tzorach Get Shichur. The Kinyon Iser is still there. Kinyon Iser can still continue to exist, even though the Kinyon Mammon was cancelled with the Hefka. And what about Eved Ivri? They have two Kinyan about Eved Ivri. So Tosfos says there is no Kinyan Isa in an Eved Ivri, only a Kinyan Mammon. So Tosfos says if you're Mafker in Eved Ivri, he's Yotze Lecheris and he doesn't need any Shtar Shichra. How can you say there's no Kinyan Isa? So Tosfos says why? Because the Eved Ivri can become a Munan Korban Pesach without authorization from the Yodin. And the Eved Ivri shall coin his any oichel b'tshuma. So the ownership of the Eved Ivri is only a Kinyan Mammon. It's not relevant, doesn't change any dinim in Issa v'Hefka. Either din is Eved Ivri is mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. That's a major difference. Don't you see that it's relevant in the area of Issa v'Hefka? So Tesis insists, no, that doesn't show that there's a kinyan isa. That's in the line of duty, because the pasuk says kimishnas chasocher avotcha. The Abedibi, you have to give Hanukkah law at the end of the 6 years when the Abedibi goes free, you have to give him Hanukkah because he worked twice as hard as a socher, as a poil. What do you mean he worked twice as hard? So one pshat Tesis gives Pshutosh on Mikra, the poil works 3 years, the Abedibi works 6 years, twice as long in time, in the years. Then the Gemara has a different pshat from Tesis. The Gemara says, Mishnas chasocher avotcha, the poil is only oivet vayoyim. The poil only works 9 to 5 every day. And the Abedibi is over this rabbi by Yom Ubalayla. He works 24 hours a day. How does he work 24 hours a day? He's Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivchak Naimus. Instead of at night being free, he goes to sleep. No, shayt. No. The Odin has a right to insist that he should be with the Shivchak Naimus because he wants to have lotus from the Shivchak Naimus. What if the Eved Ivri has a nice girlfriend, the Shivchak Naimus, and they're going to practice birth control? They're not going to have lotus. The Abedibi wants to have fun with the Shivchak Naimus, but the Adam isn't asking him. So that's a Shaila in the Shara Melech. Shara Melech is one of the major Sfardish Chippurim on the Rambam. So the Shara Melech raises that question. He say Abedibi's Mutta B'Shivchak Naimus is only upon the request of the Odon, Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivchak Naimus, or is it even Mutta B'Shivchak Naimus on his own? So he discusses it. So they point out later, they point out it's an explicit machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ritva say the perish, the Abedivri, there is both a Kenyan Mom and not a Kenyan Issa, because the Abedivri is Mutta B'Shivchak Naimus, even if Rabbi Lo Moshe Lo Shivchak Naimus. He's mutar on his own in the Shivchak Naimus, even if they're going to practice birth control. And the Odin is not going to get any blotus over here. So that's what motivates the Ramban to say, you see that there's a Kinyan Isser in Eved Ivri as well. And Tosfos says not so. Tosfos seems to say beferish. Eved Ivri is only mutar b'Shivchak Naimus if Rabbi Moshe Lo. So that doesn't really show that there's a Kinyan Isser by an Eved Ivri. That's in the line of duty. He's mutar b'Shivchak Naimus because he's a meshuva to work for the Yodan. The Yodan has a right to be Moshe Lo Shivchak Naimus. Does the Yodan have a right to be to ask him to eat tray for food in the line of duty? Let's say the Yodan wants him to be a wine taster. He's going to be tasting tray for wine, which you're not allowed to do. Or the Yodan wants him to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov to do Malach. No, he can't be Mechal Shabbos in the line of duty. So how can he be Moshe Lo Shivchak Naimus in the light of duni? That's a pella. So the Tosfos doesn't explain it. The Leida Mefarshim ask on Tosfos. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in one of his svarim, he has a beautiful explanation. It's still problematic. He suggests that the Yisr of living with the Shivchak Naimus is based on the pasuk La'yeh Kodesh Mebnei Yisrael. The Kodesh means a person who's leading his life in a fashion of hafkeris. So if a person chooses on his own to sleep with the Shivchak Naimus, it's ein kiddush and tofsin in the Shivchak Naimus. They're not married. So it's just haphazard. So that's a violation. Liya Kodesh ben Bnei Yisrael. But if Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivchak Naimus is doing it in the light of duty, so then he's not really leading a life of hafkeris on his own. He doesn't sleep with the Shivchak Naimus. Only if the Odom insists he wants to have lotus, so then it's not a violation of Aliyah Kodesh. It's an interesting pshat, but it's still hard to swallow. That's not called a Kinyan Isa. That's what Tosfos says. So the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos exactly on this point that the Shah Melech was Mesupik. But the Gemara says that the Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivchak Naimus, the Eved Ivri, is it only Mutter, the Eved Ivri is only Mutter B'Shivchak Naimus of Rabbi Moshe Lo, or even on his own, maybe he's also Mutter B'Shivchak Naimus. Suffolk of the Shah Melech is a Mefurish HaMachlekes between Tosfos and the Ramban and the Ritva. Tosfos holds that he's only Mutter of Rabbi Moshe Lo on the line of duty, and that's why they claim there is no Kinyan Iser and an Eved Ivri. So if the Odon of the Eved Ivri is a Machker Eved Ivri, Yotze L'Cheret, Hefker is Chal on the Kinyan moment, Benesor gets Shichra, because there is no Kinyan Nisa. It's not the same as Eved Kanaini. That Hamafker Avet Tzorch Yotze L'Cheres with Tzorch gets Shichra, because in Eved Ivri there is no Kinyan Isa. There's only Kinyan Mamet. And the Ramban interprets that that's what the Gemara asks, and that's what the Gemara answered. the Gemara asked the question, it says in the Braisa, if you have an Ebedivri, you want to free him, so you give him a Shtar Shichra. So the Gemara asked, why do you have to give him a Shtar Shichra? Why don't you just Mechel? The Ebedivri is Meshubah to work for you, for 6 years, so be Mechel him the Schusim, be Mechel the Shibu. So Memele, he goes free, he doesn't have to do the work. So the Gemara answers, Zosa Meres Ebedivri Gufo Koni. So Tosis translated Pshat in the Gemara Zosa Meres Ebedivri Gufo Koni. The Mechil only works on Shibudim, on Schusim. Mechil doesn't work on it yet. I say, I'm Mechel my jacket to you. You're not kind of the jacket. You can only be kind of the jacket if I make a Maisei Kinyan. Ein HaMekech Nikna B'dvarim. Just, that's the first line in the Ramah. Perk Aleph, Halach Aleph. Hilchas Mechil. You can't transfer ownership of property, whether Kark or Metalkalim. You can't transfer ownership of property just by making an oral declaration. There's no Mechil on a B'yen. If you have a B'yen, so Taisa says, Eved Ibi Gufukoni. You have a Kinyan moment. Not just that the Odon has Chusim, that the Eved Ivri is mechuyev to work for him for the next 6 years. The Odin owns the Eved Ivri. So therefore he can't just say, I'm Eichel. But some reason or another, Ramban didn't learn like that. The Ramban was aware of what Taisa said. He disagrees with Taisa. He says that an Eved Ivri is both a Kinyan Mammon and a Kinyan Iser. And just like if a man is married and he says, I'm Apke, my wife, so the Hepker is not Chal on the Kinyan Iser, so too, if he's Mafke and Eved Ivri, the Hefke can be Chal on the Kinyan Mama, but it can't be Chal on the Kinyan Isa. So just like there's a Kinyan Isa on an Eber Knaini, Baraya, the Eber Knaini, Shulkan, Zechel B'Tshumah, can become a Muna on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Odom. The din of Yom HaYomayim, the din of Einish Ritzicha is different, the din of Yom HaYomayim. So by Eber Ivri also, the fact that he's Muta B'Shivcha Knaini is on his own, not only Rabba Mosolo, even if on his own he wants to sleep with the Shivcha Knaini is Muta. So the Ramban holds that's a clear indication that there's a Kinyan Isa. So that's why you can't be Mechel. Mechila is not Chal on a Kinyan Isa. Why didn't the Ramban give the Pashat the Pshat the way Tosis learned? Eved Ivri Guf HaKonin, there's a Kinyan Mammon. And there's no Mechila on it at the end. There's only Mechila on Eschusim. That's, Mishlam Melech raises that question. But those are the ways, the two Pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara is in Kiddushin Tazayinam and Aleph, where the Gemara quotes a Braise. If you want to free the Eved Ivri, Teich Hazman, in the middle of the 6 years, so you give him a Shtar Shichra. So Gemara asks, why do you need a Shtar Shichra? Why not just be Mechel? So Gemara answers, Zosemer is Eved Ivri Gufa Koni. So here, the Goinim, and the Rambam follows the Goinim, they're of the opinion that by Cheskas Tashmishim, by Cheskas Habatim, I claim that you sold me the house, or you sold me the field, or you gave it to me, the Matone. So where's my shtar? It's already over 3 years. I atlashtin mizdairin ish bishtare, and tfeimit talashtin more than 3 years, you're not mukhiyev to be mizdair bishtar. That's the Gemara, the beginning of Cheskas Habatim. So that's Cheskas Habatim. That has to be a Chazaka Shiyeshi Matayna. If I just claim nobody was makbid, the Marakama knew I was living in his house and he didn't say anything. So I say, therefore what? He was Mechel to you. There's no Mechel on a house. No Mechel on a bed. So if I just Taina, Lo Amartali Dover, you were never Mechel, so what? That shows that I was Mechel, but there's no Mechel on a man, doesn't it? But if it's Cheskas Tashmishim, then the Ramam follows the Goinim that Cheskas Tashmishim, if I own a chair and I invite you to come to my house, I give you permission to sit down on a chair. I say, please sit down. So then Mimela is no Isik Zela. Why? I was Mechel. I have a schus that no one has a right to use my property. That's Zela. Shoshalami Das Gazlan Habi. Not only if you walk off the chair, and you take it without my permission, you take it to your home. Is that gzeila? Even if you use the chair in my house without my giving you permission, that's also gzeila. Shol shlami das, gazan ali. Anyone is mishtamish on my property, that's also gzeila. But if I give you permission, I'm bechel the schus that I have. I have a schus to prevent anybody from using my property, but I'm bechel, I give you permission. So the Rambam follows the Goyim, that by Cheskas Tashmishim, you don't have to have a Chazaka Sheishim Matayna. Just the fact that he saw the other fellows is putting the beam on his rooftop. He didn't see any. He didn't say anything. If it's only for 1 hour, it doesn't necessarily indicate that he's Michael. So the Gemara says, how long does the fellow have to leave the beam there? 7 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Sukkot, whatever, when it seems that he's Michael. So whenever he's Michael, then the Rambam follows the Gaonim, the Mechila in Tzvicha Kinyan. So why does Rashi hold that it's not so? That's Taka Dedin, Mechila in Tzvicha Kinyan. That's a big Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Davovim, and a big, gigantic Tosfos. Mechila ein tzvicha kinyan. All the Rishonim agreed to that. Let's say you owe me $1,000, and I say, I'm Michael, you don't have to give me back the money. And then a year later, I change my mind, I say, I want the $1,000 back. So if you can prove that I was Michael, then I can't change my mind later. Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. So there are three different... You look in the Rishonim there, on Sayyidim Da'avav HaMerav, there are three different explanations why Mechila and Tzvich HaKinyan, but it's not too relevant here. The din is Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan. So why did the other, why does Rashi disagree with the Rambam? Why does Rashi hold it over here? Mechila does need a Kinyan. Why? Usually Mechila does need a Kinyan. So the Nesivis writes in one place, you can't be moichal a dover shalom boli oilom. You can only be moichal a schus that I already have. The schus that I'm going to get in the future, there's no mechila on that. Yeah. We have that halacha lemaisa. The Gemara has like this. There is in Perek Yesh Nochlin, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. The din is habal yorish es ishtoi. If the wife dies before the husband, then the Mishnais have that the husband yorishes the wife. Here, this on Kufyut, based on the base. A lot of discussions of the Abal Yerusha Sishta Kufyut, Aleph on the base, the third wide line. There's a Machlekes Hatanaim, whether Abal Yerusha Sishta is at a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. And a Machlekes Halacha Lamaisa at a paskan. The Rambam writes, Abal Yerusha Sishta is only a din mid derabbanan, and the Ravid is Masik, he thinks we should follow the other opinion. Abal Yerusha Sishta is a din deraisa. That's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Nachlas and Hilchas Ishus. The same machlokes it is both times. The Ravid holds a Bal Yerush Hashishta is a din deraisa, and the Rambam holds a din derabbanan. Does it make a difference whether a Bal Yerush Hashishta is deraisa derabbanan? The Chachamim have the ability to make a takana derabbanan in Dini Mamaris, whatever they want, based on the klal of Hefka Bezna Hefka. All the dinim derabbanan and Dini Mamaris, what's the mechanism? How does it work? So all the dinim derabbanan, dinim mamonos are based on the principle of hefka bezna hefka. So bottom line, whether abal yerushas ishta is deraisa derabbanan is going to work, the din is going to be like that. That is going to be the din. So is there any difference halacha lemaisa? So the Gemara in Pchoris on Daf Mem Tes has one nafkamina, then the Gemara in Gittin has another nafkamina. Gemara in Pchoris has one nafkamina when it comes yovel. There's a stei achuza and there's a stei mikna. Stei achuza is a field I got birusha from my father. He got it from his father, his father, his father, all the way back to the days of Yishuv ben Nun. Originally, Yishuv ben Nun. It took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael, Shebesh HaKavshu, and then Shebesh HaChilko. They divided among the Shvatim, then among the Mishpachas, then among the Yechidim. And then when people die, it goes to their children. They die, it goes to their children, and so on. So if it's a stei achuza by me, when it comes yovel, I don't have to give it back to anybody. It was a stei achuza all along. But if it's a stei mikna, we paskin, it doesn't matter. And the Chumash only says, if I bought a field from someone else, what if the fella gave me a matana? Do you say matana kemecher, a matana is lav kemecher? Does matana go back to yovel? So the Gemara has, that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether matana kemecher. And we paskin matana kemecher, just like kemecher goes back to yovel, matana also goes back to yovel. So let's say the wife died, and the husband yarshins the wife, and then when it comes yovel. So if a bal yerush is ishta, if you're like the Rambam, the bal yerush is ishta is only the Rabbanan. So all the dinim derabbanan, the dinim amenas are based on the principle of hefker bezna hefker. So then it's not going to be a stei achuza by the Baal, it's going to be a stei mikna. He got it somehow by a shtick, hefke bezna hefke. He got it, I treat it like a mecher. So then when it comes Yovel, the Sada Chazeres, it goes back to her family. It goes back to her descendant, to her blood relative. It doesn't go to the husband. But if HaBal Yerush HaSishta is a din deraisa of Yerusha, so then it's a steachuza by the Baal. So then when it comes Yovel, he doesn't have to give it back. So that's the nafkamina that the Gemara has. That's the nafkamina that the Gemara has, where the HaBal Yerush HaSishta is the Raisa of the Rabbanan, is the Sada Chazeres B'Yovel. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pchoris Daf Mem Tes. Mishnah and the Gemara there. Then the Gemara in Gittin. Then the Gemara in Gittin, the beginning of Perek HaMegarish. Perek HaZorik. Wrong Perek. Perek HaZorik is at the end of Gittin. So the first Daf in Perek HaZorik, so the Gemara seems to have another Nafkamina Ladina, where the Habal Yerush HaSishtai is a Din Derais, a Din Derabbanan. Let's say this is a common occurrence. Let's say a woman was married for many years and the husband passed away. She's 75 years old. And then she had children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren from the first husband, 75 years old. And the husband, and then she marries a man, a Zivik Sheni. He also had children from the first marriage. So then he marries this woman. So then, and how long are they going to live? They want companionship, they want friendship. Sure. So they're both 75, and then they live till 90, whatever. Let them live to 120. Okay, let them live as long as they want. So the din is habal yorish esishtai, that the husband gets the yerusha from the wife. Is that right? She lived all of her life, she had all the children and the grandchildren and great-grandchildren by the first husband, then the first husband died. Then she remarries, and now all of her property, all her assets, going to go to the husband. If he outlives her, Habal Yerush HaSishta, the husband outlives the wife, then it's going to go to his children. It's not going to go to her children. Is that fair? So that's the din. That's the din. So the Gemara says, Aloshen, Nachla Habal Ola Adam Mimokam Acher. If you get a Yerusha from left field, what's Nachal HaBa'al Adam from left field? What's Mimokam Acher? HaBa'al Yerush HaSishta is only the Rabbanon. If you hold HaBa'al Yerush HaSishta is only the Rabbanon, then Oda Masna Leha Shelo Yerushera. The husband has the ability to make a declaration on Moichel. He's Moichel Dischus. When does he make this declaration? So that's a common practice, that when people are older and they make a Zivik Sheni after the age of 70, older people, so then Moichel Dischus Yerusha, because the woman probably wouldn't want her assets to go to the new husband. She's only going to live with him 15, 20 years. Not going to live forever. Not going to live so long. She would probably want Yerusha to go to her children, to her grandchildren that she had from the first husband. So that's why there's a common practice, pretty common, that the husband, the new husband, should be Moichel Dischus Yerusha. So when is it going to be Moichel Dischus Yerusha? So they're going to get engaged. And then before they get married, the husband's going to say, I'm Moichel Dischus Yerusha. The Gemara says, you can't be Moichel Adobish Lo Bo Le'olam. You're just engaged. You're not even married yet. So the Gemara says, if they already did get married, and then he says, after he gets married, then he says, I'm Moichel Dischus Yerusha. So then the Gemara says, there's no Mechila Anabiyad. After the couple is married, it's considered machlekes habay v'rabe, how you word it. Either you say yodo ki yodo, or you say yodo adifa mi yodo. But either way, hanegea l'inyonena, what it means is that there's no mechila nebien. So it's not the same as another Yerusha. Whenever there's another Yerusha, let's say when my uncle died. So my uncle was a blood relative. My mother had a brother, so that was a blood relative. So when he died, so his Yerusha, he had a couple of dollars in the bank. Oh, when my parents died. So the Yerusha goes to the children. So the Yoresh, the would-be Yoresh, doesn't have any schusim at all in the property of the Morish until the Morish dies. After he dies, then Brok HaRadavur, then the Yoresh takes over. But Bahabal Yoresh is Ishta, if you hold it's only by the Rabbanon, so then Abai Barabbas say they have a slight difference, which is in Afkamina, other areas, Halacha, but it's not relevant here. But the Gemara quotes the two versions. Either Abai Yerush HaSishtai, when they're married, is considered as if the husband already has ownership of her Nichse Malug. As if the husband already owns the Nechasim now, that Likish Tamus, if and when she will die before him, he will get the Kinyanim Gimurim. He already owns the Nechosim now. Yoda ki yoda, or yoda adifa mi yoda. And either way, it means that it's bien, and the namachil ana bien. So the Gemara says, when is the husband going to be moichel? When is he going to be moichel? If they're just engaged and the husband's going to be moichel, he forfeits his chus to Yerusha, that's mechil ana dovish la boliyot. They're not married yet. And if he's going to be moichel after they get married, so it's considered as if he already owns the bien. Because Abal Yerusha Shishta is different from a normal kind of Yerusha. It's considered as if the husband, when he's married to the wife, he already owns all of her property with respect to Yerusha. So the Gemara says that's the first daf in Hazarik, in the end of Gidden. So the, and it's in other places also, in Ksubis. So the Gemara says during Erisin, in between Erisin and Isuin. By us, in the days of the Gemara, between Erisin and Isuin could be a whole year in between, could be 6 months in between. Today, it's less than 2 minutes. The chassan gives the ring, says, hurry up, mukudeshesli. And then they waste a little time, so they read the ksuba. Why do they introduce kriyas haksuba? That's not part of the marriage ceremony. It's just to waste a little time. That's what the Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the page in the Rambam quotes that this was introduced by the Rabbeinu Tam. Because in the days of the Tanakh, in the days of the Gemara, there was a long pause between Eris and Isuin. Yud Beis Chodesh, a long time in between. He gave the chassan a chance to get a job and to buy an apartment and to buy clothing. He was living by his parents all along. And now he has to enter into a new stage in his life. So he gave him a couple of months in between Eris and Isun. And then the Goyim decided that it's a risky thing, that the girl should be an Eishes Ish for so long and not living with the husband, and then if she's going to have an affair with someone else, she'll be a Saita, she'll become a Surah Baila. So they did away with this pause in between. So we have the Nisuin immediately following the Erisin. Yeah, but that's against the whole, the way it was always done in the pit. If you want, you can change it. It's not there. But it's against the whole thrust of what used to be. So a bit of time introduced, at least you should waste a little time. They should be, at least they should have Erisin for 5 minutes. So you introduce, you should have a hafsok in between. So we read the ksuba in between. Read the ksuba. If you want to have someone hold it, you want to have a rabbi hold the drasha, the rabbi should hold the drasha after they read the ksuba. You want to have a chazan sing something, the chazan, best time to sing is over there. Because the whole purpose of the reading in the ksuba is to waste time. So if you want to spend more time, so spend time over there. Spend time over there. So in between the eris and the nisuin, the chassan said hariyat, and he gives the ring. So there's erisin. They're standing under the chuppah, but they probably don't have a mind to have the nisuin until after you recite the sheva brachas under the chuppah. So you have a few minutes till you're going to recite the sheva brachas. So under the chuppah, in between erisin and nisuin, that's when the husband should say to the wife, "I'm moichel this chus yerusha." It's very inappropriate. Under the chuppah. That's when he tells. So what they do is they type up, they write it up, or they type it up, and they fold up the piece of paper, they put it in an envelope, and the chassan tells the kala in advance. When they were dating, when they got engaged, so they made up. The husband's going to be moichel this chus yerusha. Under the chuppah, after he gives her the ring, he says, "Hariyat mukudeshesli," he gives her an envelope that has the document in it that he's moichel the schus yerusha. So that's in between erisin and nisuin. Then it's a schus. The Baal has the schus that if he will do nisuin, he will, and she will die first, he will get the yerusha. So then mechila is chal. He doesn't have the ability to be moichel the schus yerusha when he's engaged, because the schus yerusha at that time is a dov shel bal yom. He doesn't have the schus yet. And if you wait till after the Nisuin, it's Yoda ki Yoda, Yoda Adifa mi Yoda, Abai Barova, the two versions there, it's considered as if it's Mechil Ana Bien, as if the husband already owns Nichsa Yishta with respect to Yerusha. So the only time it's possible for him to be Meichel is in between Erisin and Nisuin. So that's what they do, that's a common practice. The Rabbanut drew up a whole version, a document that you fill out. By Zivik Sheni. If you want, you can fill it out by the Zivik Rishon also. You can fill it out by the Zivik Rishon also, but why should they? So the Gemara seems to imply, it's not explicit, the Gemara seems to imply, this is only if Habal Yerush is the Rabbanon, the way the Rambam Paskin. So then the Gemara's lashon is nachla habod olah the mimakam acher. If there's a yerusha that comes from left field, what yerusha comes from left field? It means habal yerusha sish is only made the rabbanim, and our Torah is there is no such thing. It's only a takana with the rabbanon. So then the husband, it's a schus. There's a period of time during erisin before nisuin. It's a schus. Before erisin, the schus isn't even there. It's a dovish labaylov. After nisuin, it's considered ownership of a bien. And during erisin, it's a schus. So then, adam asna leh shelo yerashenu. The husband has the ability to be moichel on it. If habal yerush shish, there would have been a din deraisa, then it's mashma in the Gemara. The husband would not have the ability to be moichel. Why? It's like when my parents died, when my father died, when my rich uncle, he wasn't so rich, had an uncle, he was in the American Army, and after the Second World War, he was in and out of veteran hospitals all the time. And the few $1,000 that he had in his bank account were just from veterans' money. There was hardly anything there. And then after he passed away, so the money went to his sisters and to their children, those sisters who were not alive, so their children got the Yerusha. So whenever you have a real Yerusha, so there is no schus. Calls man, the Morish is alive, the Yerush doesn't have any schusim, so he can't be Michael. And after the Morish dies, after the rich uncle, he wasn't so rich, after the uncle died, so then it's a bien. They already own the Yerusha. So it's not trying to have mechina. The Gemara seems to imply that if Abba Yerush and Sishta would have been a din deraisa, then there's no way for the husband to be misalik himself from the Yerusha. Like he can't be misalik himself from the Yerusha. Yerusha, you get Bal Korchai. We discussed many times. The only Yerusha you don't get Bal Korchai is the Pishnaim, because the Chumash uses the verb, Esapcho ben asnua yakei losis lo Pishnaim. It says losis, because the verb is losis, matana kai rachmana. Just like matana, you can't force a person to accept the matana. If he doesn't want, he's not kind of the matana Bal Korchai. So to the Pishnaim, the extra share of the Chelek HaPchari, he doesn't get Bal Korchai. But the Yerusha, you get Bal Korchai. That's the klal. Ruach Kara Davua, it works even Bal Korchai. If you don't want it, you can be Mafkarit. But you can't make a declaration, I don't want it. That will not prevent it from setting in. Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
When under the Chuppah between the Kiddush and Nisuin, is that a Kinyan Shtar? Because you can't have
a mechila
otherwise. You can't
have
a
mechila
without a
kinyan. No, you can make an oral declaration also. You don't have to have a star.
You need a kinyan. I'm saying if there were an oral
declaration. No, mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. Mechila does need a kinyan. But let's say she wants to have a document to prove it. She's going to die and the husband is going to say, I yarshen my wife. The husband will say, he yarshen. So she wants to have a document to give to her children from the first marriage that she's entitled to the money.
Also, in the first answer for the nafkamina, by if we were to say that it works via hefker bes and hefker, we're saying that hefker bes and hefker works due to the fact it's like a matana. So because it's a matana, so how do we know that hefker bes and hefker?
That's works? A good point that you're bringing up. It's interesting. That was a machlokes in the early 1900s. The Chumash says if I purchase the field in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Lo'aretz, all the dinim of Yovel don't apply. So does Chosez Balein B'Yovel is only Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara has an expression that Karka B'Chutz Lo'aretz is Dina K'metaltalim. What do you mean Dina K'metaltalim? So the Tur quotes a humorous joke from one of the Goinim who said that just like Einish Bayim Ala Karkoes, is it Dina Einish Bayim Ala Karkoes? That's only Karka in Eretz Yisrael. But Karka B'Chutz Lo'aretz is Dina K'metaltalim. So Einish Bayim Ala. So that's a joke. What do you mean? The Gemara didn't mean that Karka B'chutzlah is Dinik and Metaltalim. It means Menegeh to Yovel. That Sodas Chosez Balein B'Yovel, it reverts back to become a Stei Achuzah. It's only a din of Stei Achuzah and Stei Mikta and Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlah, no concept of Stei Achuzah, Stei Mikta. None of that applies. That's all the Gemara meant. Karkois B'chutzlah is Dinik and Metaltalim means with respect to Yovel. That Sodas B'chutzlah are not Chosez Balein B'Yovel. So the Chumash only says if I bought a field, it's a stay mikne if I bought it. What if someone gave me matana? So that doesn't say Chumash, that's a machloik, it's a tanaim. Whether matana ke mecher or not. So we pass matana ke mecher. Just like a mecher goes back the yovel, so too. If someone gave me matana, a karka goes back the yovel. So in the early 1900s, there was a machlokes between Rav Chaim Oizer. That's pretty late. We don't have this issue recorded for the Tanoim, Amoraim, Rishonim, Achronim, till Rav Chaim Oizer. That's 100 years ago. So there was a machlokes Rav Chaim Oizer and other Talmid HaChamim. What if someone is mafke his field in Eretz Yisrael and someone else is zeichem and ahefker? Is it chayzer lebaleim v'yovel? Is that also matana kemecher or not? Matana is when I gave you a matana. But a mafke the field, it's hefker lakol, and then someone comes along and is zeichem and ahefker. That's also subject to the din of yovel. What's the din? So that was a big machloikas for Chaim Moshe and Rabbi Gedolim. The first Rosh Yeshiva in Kerem Yavne was Rav Chaim Yankov Goldwicht. So he reprinted a sefer that his father-in-law wrote. His father-in-law had learned in Europe in the Meir Yeshiva. His father-in-law was friendly with my father-in-law from the Meir Yeshiva. So he wrote a sefer, I forgot what it's called, the very Chelka something. So I forgot. So in that sefer, he quotes, he was aware of this. He quotes this machlokes Rav Chaim Moshe and Rabbi Gedolim. If a person is mafkir a field in Eretz Yisrael, and then it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, does it go back to the original owner or not? Here, the Gemara seems to assume a davar pashut that if Habal Yorish Hashishta is only the Rabbanan, then it goes back to Yovel. Why? Because everything is based on Efker Bez Nehefker. So the pashut Pshat in the Gemara is that someone is Zoicha Men Ahefker. It goes back to Yovel. So the Or Sameach has a comment in his sefer. Maybe he's the one who disagreed with Rav Chaim Moshe. I don't think it says it in that sefer. So the Or Sameach explains that over here it's not plain Hefke Bez Nehefke. He explains based on a Gemara in Ksubis that all of the Shibudim in marriage, the husband is Mechuyev in Mezonos Ishto, he's Mechuyev Levdoisa. He's mechuyev berufuasa. If the wife is sick, he's mechuyev to pay all the hospital bills, the doctor bills, and pay for the medication. And he's mechuyev if she'll be kidnapped by pirates, so he's mechuyev to pay for pidyon shvuyim, levdois, and so on. And the wife has shibudim to the husband. So he points out from the Gemara, all of the shibudim are reciprocal. Everything is zeh keneged zeh. So he says, since they're all reciprocal, so Habal Yorosh Hashishta is Zeh Keneged Zeh because he's Mechuyev Levdoisa, I think. So he says, since all of the Shibudim are married, he's Meshuvah to her and she's Meshuvah to him, they're a reciprocal Schuyais, so therefore I consider it like a Mechira. But maybe if you Mapke something, then it won't go back to Yovel. Only over here, because this is a Zeh Keneged Zeh, Kach Tikno Chachomim. Everything should be Zeh Keneged Zeh in the marriage. All of the shibudim and all the schuyas are reciprocal. There's reciprocity here. So if I treat it like mechir. So that's the question, how to read that Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that if Habal Yorosh Hashishta is only the Rabbanon, then the start would be chozer is biyadon. Why? So the simple pshat, because it's based on hefker bez nehefker. If you mafker a field in zechem and hefker, it goes back biyadon. But that was machlekes 100 years ago, whether that's true. So the Or Sameach gave shot, because if it's only the Rabbanon, then all of these chuyas in marriage are zek and eged zeh, so it's considered like mechira. So again, so let's review what do we know so far. We know based on the Gemara Kiddush and Daf Tezayin, there's no mechila in the end. So therefore, let's say if I'm living in your house for 25 years, you moved to Eretz Yisrael and you never sold your home, and I'm living in your house and you know about it. And you never said a word. Or I'm living in your farm, and you never said a word. And then at the end of the 25 years, you say, get out of my house, you're a ganef. And I say, but you knew all about it all along. Obviously, you were mevata, you were meichel. So there's no mechila on the bien. Mechila doesn't help on the bien, and he has the right to kick me out. I don't have it, unless I have a chazoka sheishi mataina. I claim, I bought the house from you, I bought the farm from you. Or you gave me a matana, we made a kinyan. But if I just say you were meichel, there's no mechila on the bien. But the machlokes, the Geonim and the Rashbam, the Rashbam writes on Vav Amud Aleph, probably the Rashbam, on the line in Rashi that begins with the parentheses Daf and Aleph. Kol chazaka shenim atayna ein chazaka, not only applies to Cheskes Habatim And the Chazaka by Sadeh Cheskes Shalashalim even applies to Cheskes Tashmishim. Why? So the Goinim hold, the Rambam seems to hold like that, the Goinim hold, you don't need a Chazaka Sheishim Atayna, you can Taina. You knew that I was resting my heavy beam on your roof, and you didn't say anything, so you went Mechel, and Mechila doesn't need a Kenyan. I'm not claiming that I own the roof of your house. I'm not claiming the house belongs to me. I say the house belongs to you, but a shol shalamidaz gavlas gazlan havi, but you are meichel to me. You gave me permission implicitly. You see, every single day, my kids are on the swing, and the swing is held up by the beam, and the beam is resting on your roof. And you didn't say boo, you didn't say anything. Everybody knows that you knew about it. So obviously, you are meichel. So Rashi holds the. For 20 years I let you do it, and after 20 years I want to stop you. The fact that for 20 years I was Meichel doesn't mean I can't be Meichel or Dovish Lopolio. Mechila is not Chal. Every day, the house belongs to me. My house belongs to me with the roof. So, Shalosh Lamidaz, Gazlan Havi, every day you need Mechila. Every day you need Rishus. So, just because I allowed you, let's say I invite you to come into my house. Please sit down by the table and I'm going to serve you a meal. So I give you permission to eat the food. There's no isa la sigzel. I'm serving you the food. And you can sit on the chair and you can sit on the resting chair. You can use the cups and the plate. There's no shol shalom idas. I'm giving you permission. Then next week you're going to walk in uninvited. You're going to start taking food. I didn't give you permission to eat next year. I invited you tonight for dinner. I gave you permission to sit on the chair tonight for dinner. I didn't give you permission tomorrow. So that's the every day I have the right to prevent people from using my property. So true, for 20 years I allowed you to use it. In Mechila and Etzvicha Kinyan, I was Meichel, I was Mabater, obviously. I knew you were using it. I never showed any sign of being unhappy about it. I didn't show any signs of displeasure. So Mechila and Etzvicha Kinyan, I was Meichel. But just because I was Meichel for 20 years doesn't mean I'm Meichel after the 20 years. Mechila doesn't help. It's a Dovish Labo Le'olam. They're right... to prevent people from using my rooftop to rest their beams on it, to hold their children's swing on the beam that's resting on my rooftop. Every day, the rooftop belongs to me, so every day is a separate schus. I have the right to prevent you from using it today, tomorrow, the next day. For 20 years, I didn't say boo, so I was meichel the schus for 20 years. After 20 years, I'm not meichel anymore. So that's what the Rashi holds, that's what the Rashbam holds. This has to be a mechila. You can't just say mechila. It has to be a chazaka sheishim ataina. I have to taina that I paid you money and you meichel the right. I bought the right from you. I bought this chus from you. But if I just say you didn't say anything, there's an implicit mechila. So that mechila is only up until today. And kanda halon, mekana halon. There's no mechila. And how come the others hold not? So how come the Rambam and the Goin and they hold you don't need a taina? Apparently they think, let's say, what's the din? The Gemara has, the Chacham made a takana that the husband, one of the shibudim in marriage, habal chai b'mizonis ishtay, husband is mechuyif to support his wife. So the Gemara has, we assume la halacha, all of the shibudim in marriage are reciprocal. So the Gemara says that it's zeh keneged zeh. So the Gemara says, which is the main schus and which is the reciprocal schus? The Gemara says, the chachamim, the main takon is that abal chai b'mizonis ishtay. But it has to be a zeh tacha zeh. So zeh tacha zeh is that the baal is entitled to peris nechsim elu. But let's say, let's say the woman says, I forgo this chus to mezainis. The baal is chai b'mezainis ishtoi, and the wife says, I'm meichel this chus. So if she's meichel this chus, no mas chus. No chus mezainis, then he's not entitled to get peiris nechsim eluk. So that's what she says, eini nizainis, eini oisa. Usually the maisi adela bailo. Let's say the woman has little jobs. She makes a couple of dollars here and there. She types term papers for some of the students. She knits yarmulkes. She She makes challah covers, but she makes a couple of dollars in there. If the wife has a job, she goes to the, she's a lawyer, she goes to the office and she makes $500,000 a year. Or she's a doctor, she makes $500,000 a year. So that's a big machlekes of Rishonim. That's also included. The Baal is entitled to Maisi Adecha of the wife. So the Torah quote, that's a machlekes. Ben Ishai holds that that's not included. The husband is entitled to Maisi Adecha, means that she has little jobs around the house. She knits yarmulkes and she types term papers, some little things. If she has a major job with major salary, that's a big question whether the Baal is entitled to that. But whatever Maisi Adel he's entitled to, so we assume that Zeta Hazeh. The main takona was the Baal is chai b'mizonis ishtoi, because most women are not going to have a job, most women are not going to be able to support themselves. Years ago, that's the way it was. So the main takona, the husband is chai b'mizonis ishtoi, and Zeta Hazeh, since the husband is chai b'mizonis ishtoi, so the Baal is entitled to Maisi Adel. Any money that she earns, little money, goes to the husband. But therefore, the Gemara says, if she says, since the main takana was l'toyva so she's going to say, any nizaynis, I'm moichal this chus mizaynis, so then, any nizaynis v'any yoysa. Don't do me any favors, I'm moichal this chus mizaynis, baal chai mizaynis ishtu, she could be moichal it. Once she's moichal it, then you don't have the zeh tachazeh, then the baal is not entitled to get maisi adeho. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim quoted in Ebenezer. If the woman says, any mezainis v'ani yoisa, so for 5 years that's going on well. She doesn't need the husband's mezainis, she's making enough money to pay for her mezainis. Then after 5 years she doesn't want it anymore, she wants to go back to the old way. She wants the husband to be mechuyav mezainis seho, and she's not going to earn that much money. Can she change her mind? Once she says, I'm mevater, I'm moichel deschus mezainis. He says, one schus mezainis, when a couple is married, so if the wife says, I'm moichel, so she's moichel the whole schus mezainis for the rest of the marriage. They're going to be married together for 80 years, let's say. They're going to be married for 80 years till the age of 110 or whatever. So they're only married 50 years so far. And then she says, I'm moichel the schus mezainis. That means she's moichel mikana lahabo, the schus mezainis, the whole schus is there. Or they say no. Every day, the Baal is chai b'mizaynis ishtoi. So she's only moichel diskus for the 5 years that she says, I'm moichel every day. She says, I'm moichel. I don't want the mizaynis from the Baal, and I don't want to give the Baal maisa yodai. But after 5 years, if she decides she wants to change her mind, she can. Because she didn't have the ability 5 years ago to be moichel the mizaynis. That's a double shel baal yodai. Every day, the chiyuv mizaynis is a new chiyuv mizaynis. Not that it's one chiyuv mizaynis for the whole... for the whole duration of the marriage, however many years it's going to be. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. 2 days in Ebenezer. How do you view the Chiyuv Mezainis? So what's over here? I have a house with a roof. So there's a din. Shol shalom edaz gazlan habi. You're going to rest your beams on my rooftop. That's a shol shalom edaz. If you're going to take a photograph of my building, that's not called shol shalom edaz. I'm going to say, you have no right to take a photograph of my building. Why not? Why? You're not using it. But if you're going to be resting your beams on, and the beam is going to be used to hold the swing for your children, so that's going to be taxing on my roof. It's going to, sooner or later, the roof is going to cave in. It's going to be because of the fact, it'll be because of the fact that you have the beam there. So that's Shal Shalom Midas. You have no right to put the beam there without my permission. So do you say, I own the house with the rooftop, and therefore I have a deschus. No one has a right to use my rooftop without, in a taxing fashion, not to take a photograph. That's not called using the rooftop. To put beams on something like, to climb on the roof, something like that. So is that one schus that I have, the oil and void? So once I was moichel, the Rambam and the Gaonim hold, once I see the guys doing it, and I don't say anything, we're friendly. I didn't register any complaint. I didn't demonstrate any displeasure. So I was moichel legamrei. It's not called the Dovah Shel HaBalim. Not that every day I have the schus to prevent you from using. It's one schus I have. Kol Zman that I own the house. It's one big schus. Like the two opinions that are Baal Chai B'mizaynis Ishtei. Is it one schus? The Baal is Chai B'mizaynis Ishtei for the duration of the whole marriage. It's one big schus. So if she's Boichel today, it's Nimcha Li'on. What? She can't back out later. What do you say? No. Every day it's a new schus. Time for breakfast, a Baal Chayim Zayin Zishta. Time for lunch, a Baal Chayim Zayin Zishta. Every meal, every day is a new, every day, every meal is a new schus that a Baal Chayim Zayin Zishta. And she can't be moichel this schus that's adayin lo boli on. So she was moichel for 5 years. She says, any nizaynis mein yoysa. She was moichel this schus mizaynis for a couple of years. But then after the 5 years are up, she can back out and say, I want the mizaynis back. And I'll give the husband already maisa yodai. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So it could be that that's the shaila over here. Is it one big schus, as long as I own the building with the rooftop, it's one big schus that I have. No one has a right to use my property in a way that it may be damaging, detrimental to my interests. So then, if the fellow's using it, and I'm not complaining, so you don't, chazaka sheni mataina is good, because it's a mechila on the schus. It's not a mechila on a bien. It's mechila on a schus. I have a schus that the Shol Shalom Adar is Gazal Abdi. You have no right to use it without my permission. But obviously I'm not makbid, so I'm giving permission. So they say, once I gave permission, it's one permission for as long as I own the house. So they say, no, every day it's a separate iser. I have a schus every day. So the fact that I'm about it today does mean I don't have the ability to be moichel on the schus for tomorrow. Tomorrow's schus is davar shel bolei olam from the perspective of today. Let's say the nesivus is bothered with a kasha. There's a mishnah in Bava Kamma. Let's say I say krak susi al manos lifter. I have some clothing here. So let's say you're going to come and rip up my clothing. So you order my masik, so I have to pay. I say it's okay. This is junk anyway. This is shmatas anyway. These are old clothing. I'm not going to give it away to anybody. Rip it up all you want, and I'll use it as shmatas. I say, you can rip it up. And then the guy comes, he wants to start ripping up the clothing. And I say, change my mind. I have a right to change my mind? I have a right to osi dibur mevatel dibur. I have a right to change my mind. Yeah, that's osi dibur mevatel dibur. I said, I give you permission to rip it up, and you won't have to pay. And then you're about to rip it up. I say, I changed my mind. Don't rip it up. So calls man that my mechila wasn't chal yet. That's the din. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. My later das, I can be chazibur from my earlier das. Let's say I'm a kaddish anisha. I'm dating a girl and we're both in the middle of college. So we can't get married in the middle of college. We have to study. So I give the girl, I don't want her to get married to anybody else. I give her a ring. We're both going to graduate in June. So I say, I read Mekudash Esli the day after graduation. So the Kedushin, I gave her the ring today. And she's walking around with a marriage band, not with an engagement ring, a marriage band. I was Mekadosh. I said, I want the Kedushin to be chal the day after graduation. And then I back out. Either I back out or she backs out sometime before the graduation. So it wasn't even chal yet. So that's the original Gemara in Kedushin, that osi dibur mevatel dibur. You can back out. Because it wasn't chal yet. Because it wasn't chal yet. But over here, so if I say, krak susi amanos liftor, I give you permission to rip up all this old clothing, do whatever you want with it, and then I back out before you start ripping anything, so that I can back out, because I can't be moichel adovish lobali alma. The mechila wasn't chal yet. He didn't start ripping up yet. But let's say he starts ripping it up, and then I back out in the middle, so that'll be a machlekes over here, the Rashbam and the Ramam and the Goinim. Over here, the fellow was using, the next door neighbor was allowing me to put the beam that holds the swing for my children on his rooftop. It's resting on his roof, and it's going to damage, ultimately, it's going to be taxing on the roof. And I was doing it for 20 years like that. And then after 20 years, he says, I want you to stop. So do you say, it was one big schus that he had. One big schus, Liolam Boyd, Kozman, he has this building with the roof. He has a schus, no one has the right to use it. And he was moichel to me for 20 years I was using it. So the mechila was chal already. So then you don't say it's a dovah shel boli olam. He can't be moichel on the future. According to the Rambam and the Goinim, it's not the future. It's long schus. Calls man that he owns the building. He has the schus to prevent people from using it. So then since the mechila was chal already for 20 years, I was using the building. So then he can't back out now. And the Rashbam holds not. No, that every day there's a separate schus. So for 20 years he was moichel, and then after the 20 years are up, that's a new schus. So you can't be moichel at davish labali yolam. Yes, it is a big, there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. A big machlokes, but he may say, mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. And this is Cheskes Tashmishim, is based on Mechila of the Schus. And the Mechila was Chal already. For 20 years, the guy was using the house. He was resting the beam on it. So that's what the Machloikis is all about here. Everyone agrees, it can't be Mechila Dovish Labam Yod. Everybody is not Mechila on the beam, there's only Mechila on Schusim. But that's the question, is it one long schus? So once the mechila was chal, so chal legamari, say no, every day there's a new schus. Cause man, the house belongs to me. Every day I have a schus to prevent shol shlamigas. No one else should have the right to use it. Just like it's a machloikis from Shulchan Aruch, but ha'bal chai b'mzanis ishtoi, is it every time it's time for another meal, it's a new schus that the wife has, the husband is b'chid b'mzanis ishtoi, or it's one long schus that the wife has, and she could be mechal the whole schus in one shot. What do you say? No, it's a schus every day. So then the Gemara has the shaila. The fella has a cheskes tashmishim to put light beams, and then he wants to change it. He wants to put heavier beams. So that was a machlokes amaroyim. He had cheskes tashmishim to leave lighter beams. What does he say? Achzik luhudi achzik l'kshuri. Achzik luhudi loy achzik l'kshuri, because kshuri are heavier. Achzik, if he has a cheskes tashmishin to put heavier beams, then certainly he has the right to change it and to put lighter beams. And what if he has a cheskes tashmishin to put the light beams, does he have the right to put heavier beams? So that was a machloikis, and we pass when you do have the right. Or have the cheskes tashmishin. My rooftop is slanty, so when it rains, all the water rolls down. And where does it go? It goes into your backyard. So you never complained. For 20 years, you never complained. And I claim that I paid you money. I claim that, according to Rashi, I claim I paid you money. According to the Rambam, the Goyim, I don't even claim I paid you money. I claim you knew all about it, and you didn't say boo. So therefore, you were Michael. So the shaila is, but I used to have it in such a way that it was less damaging. And I'm going to change it a little bit, and it's going to be more damaging to you. So first thing Mar said, maybe that's a machlokes. I had the cheskes tashmishim to leave lighter beams, now I want to change it to put heavier beams. So that was a machlokes, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nachman. So there's such a similar machlokes over here. Also Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nachman. What if he always had water was falling down on the slanty roof into the other guys, into the neighbor's backyard, in such a way that it caused a little bit of discomfort? Now it's going to cause more discomfort. Is that included or not? So that's machloikas details. Okay, details in the Gemara. Then the Gemara has, okay, so it's a serious shaila. Had a paskin, the Rishon had the Martha has a machloikas here. Whether you pass on like Rav Yosef or you pass on like Rav Nachman. What's on the last line? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bavua, Amaske Bais Lachaveroi, Bebira Gedoyla. I have a big hotel, I have a big building, and I rent you one apartment. I have an apartment building, and I rent you one apartment. So there's a lobby, and there's a backyard, and there's a front lawn, a whole bunch of places. There's a laundry room, and there's a storage room, a whole bunch of rooms. So what? How much is self-understood that you have a right to use? You have the smallest apartment. Other people have 20 rooms. I have an apartment with around 20 rooms in it. Someone else has an apartment, only one room. So the guy with the one room has a right to use the laundry room and the front lobby and the backyard and the front lawn and everything. So he says, "B'mokhm shenavu," whatever the minin kabdina is, that's a question. It's a question of the umdina. This morning, today is Rosh Chodesh. Today's Rosh Chodesh. So you say Bochi Nafshi. So in Bochi Nafshi it says, I don't remember. Yetz Yodim Lefaloi V'Labadosei Adei Orev. So the Gemara says in Bav Metzia that the din is that based on that pasuk, Yetz Yodim Lefaloi V'Labadosei Adei Orev, the workers are supposed to work from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim. Something like that. So let's say I hire a worker, whatever, a maintenance man in yeshiva, whatever. And I say, I'll pay you $2,000 a week, agreed upon. And then he works the whole week, comes Erev Shabbos, he wants $2,000. I say, did you work from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachavim every day? He says, who? What? Alois HaShachar, Tzeis HaKachavim. I work from 9 to 5. No. I hired you. You should work the way it says in the Torah. The din is from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachavim. I'm not going to pay you the $2,000 that I agreed to pay because you came in at 9 o'clock. Alois HaShachar is 4 o'clock, whatever. 5 o'clock in the morning. Alois HaShachar is way before 9 o'clock. So the Yerushalmi says in Bob Metzir, that's a famous line in Yerushalmi, since the Minhag HaMakom in America is that people work from 9 to 5, or here in the Yeshiva, I think 9 to 5:30, whatever it is, so the Yerushalmi says, Minhag Oiker Halacha. What do you mean, Minhag Oiker Halacha? So the Mefarshim explain. Minhag Oiker Halacha means like this, the din, the halacha should have been HaMoitzeh Machavera Olav Haraya. Whenever it's not clear whether you're entitled to money, if I'm muchzak, I'm the hiring, I'm the boss, I'm the owner, I'm the administrator, I'm the one who has to pay you the money. So whenever it's unclear if I'm mechuyev to pay or not, I say I expected you to pay, do work from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachavim, like it says in Tarach, like it says in the Gemara. And you understood that you only have to work from 9 to 5, that's a minhag HaMedina. So whenever it's unclear whether you're entitled to get paid money or not, so the muchzak wins. Sofik mamayna lekula, the nitva wins, and HaMoitzeh Machaveh doesn't have to pay. So here the Yerushalmi says, the minhag is zarka da halacha. Here we don't follow the halacha that HaMoitzeh Machaveh all of haraya, because since that's a minhag amokam, people only work from 9 to 5, it's kilu hisnu. What happens if I hired a worker, and I say, you only have to work from 9 to 5, and I'll pay you $2,000 a week. So I said, you only have to work from 9 to 5 and I'll pay you $2,000. Since I made a tanai, called tanai shem b'mam mekayim, you can make any tanai you want. Let's say, we said the other day, let's say a person deals with someone else, he hires a worker. So according to the din of Torah, there's one system of halachas. According to the din of the machusa, it's a different system. So I hired a Jewish worker, I'm Jewish and the worker is Jewish, and I said, I'm hiring you, but I don't want to follow Dina HaTorah, I want to follow Dina the Malchusa. You have a right to make whatever tanai you want? That's not an Avera. If you make a tanai in advance, it's that I'm hiring you, or I'm buying the merchandise, or I'm selling you the merchandise, according to the Dina the Malchusa, so then call tanai shebimam in his kayin. Call tanai shel mamon is kain. Usually there's a din, a masa masha kos ba Torah, tanai botel a maisa kain. You can't make a tanai against the laws of the Torah, but dabu shel mamon is a machlek, it's a mer Rav Yehuda, and we pass kain. Mer Rav Yehuda, lachik Rav Yehuda, we pass kain like Rav Yehuda. Call tanai shel mamon is kain. You can't make a tanai. So here, you worked, I thought you were going to work from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachavim. You understood you're just going to work from 9 to 5, like everybody else, normally. That's the minhag HaMedina. So the din should have been, the halacha should have been HaMoitzeh Machaveh Olav Haraya. You don't get the salary from the first week because there's a suffix if I have to pay you. So the Yerushalmi says, no, the minhag is like halacha. Since that's the minhag HaMakom, it's considered kilu hisno. It's like an umder in the muchach. Everybody knows you work from 9 to 5. It didn't occur to him, it's going to be from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachavim. That's what it means, minhag like halacha. Others misunderstand this. There's a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Purim. The Ramah says, meaning is that you clap Haman. You make noise when they read the Megillah, you clap Haman. You clap Haman, sometimes you're going to miss a word or two in the Mikra Megillah. You're not Yotzi if you miss the word. So that's a problem. What kind of a meaning? Maybe it's a minig shtus. And Tosis said on the first Mishnah, Vikanoim Rabbeinu Tam. No. Vochiach mikan the Tosis on the first Mishnah. The Rabbeinu Tam proved the Yesh Menhagim Shein Lismach Aleim. Avil Hech the San Hakol to Minhag HaMedina. You don't always follow the Minhag HaMedina. It's a Minhag Shtus. You don't follow. So that's a Shaila. So the Ramah raises the issue. Are you allowed to follow that Minhag to Klap Haman? So we assume that it's a Minhag that was introduced Al Pi Bosikin, Al Pi Tamir Chachamim, and it's understood that the Baal Koreh should lay in the Megillah in such a way everybody should hear every word. He shouldn't lane when they're making noise, when they're clapping on. Whenever there's a questionable minig, if you can establish that it's a minig that was approved by Vosikin, by Tamir HaChamim and Tzadikim, and then it's an acceptable minig. So even if it's a little shaky, even if it's a little questionable, then we say minigoy kahalocha. But it doesn't mean that the minig. I remember I had a professor here when I went to college. That professor was a big Am Haaretz. He thought it was God's gift to the world. So he said, his annual speech was like this. Minigoy kahalocha. He said, from all the 613 mitzvahs, what's the most important mitzvah? So he said, Motzus asecha tishma. You have to honor your commitments. If you take a neder, you have to honor it. So the reason why we're obligated, this is all stupidity, but I'm going to say no. The reason why you have to keep all the mitzvahs is because when you become bar mitzvah, you commit yourself that you're going to observe all the mitzvahs. It's not true. The Gemara says, kof aleim har kegigas. They said nasa v'nishma. Then the Rabban Shalom said, even though you said nasa v'nishma, I'm going to force the Torah upon you. Your obligation to observe the mitzvah is not because you committed yourself. It's because I'm telling you, I'm a tzava you. You have to observe it. So this professor didn't know the ABC about Yiddishkeit. He thought he was a big goyim. He was a big Am Haaretz. So he said, the most important mitzvah is mitzvah secha tishma, you commit yourself. So that's why you're not allowed to cook food on Shabbos. One of the malachim on Shabbos is bishul. So how come if you have a blech, we put food back on top of the blech and you heat up the food on Shabbos? The answer is, minigoy kahalocha. When you become bar mitzvah, you only accept upon yourself to observe Judaism the way you see it being practiced. So even though people are violating bishul on Shabbos, which is stupid, I'm not being bishul on Shabbos, even though they're violating bishul, when you became bar mitzvah, you never accepted to observe more than you saw. So that's why minigoy kahalocha, that's not absolutely, it's wrong from the beginning to the end. The most important mitzvah in the Torah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's not mitzvah secha tishma. And the obligation to observe mitzvah is not because we said nasa v'nishma. Taisus says that kasha. Why was kaf aleim? Taisus and Shabbos says, why was kaf aleim harki gigas? Why did HaKadosh Baruch have to force us? When Esau said nasa v'nishma. So the Maharal Miprag answers in the Gorarya, the Shev Shmaitz in the introduction to his Sefer, quotes this. The whole introduction is all mili da'agadita. So he quotes it. He says, the Rabbanu Shel Olam said your obligation to observe mitzvah, not because you accepted it, not because you committed yourself. It's because I'm mitzvah you, bal korchacho. Doesn't depend whether you want it or you don't want it. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzvah us. Minigoy ka'alocha means, if the minig hamdina is like this, then it's oike da'alocha ba'amotze machavera all of harayah. The whole, where does that expression come from? Minigah kalos, the Yerushalmi and Bob Metzia, and that Mishnah. The minigah zarka halacha means the minigah establishes that that's what the minigah is considered kilu hisnu, and if they would have made such a tanai called tanai shah the mamakayim. So that's why minigah zarka the halacha of hamotze machabel of haraya. You don't have to bring a raya. It's self understood. They meant from 9 to 5. They didn't mean from alois al shachet till tseisa kachav. Every step of the way was wrong, what the professor said. I don't know, maybe you have better professors now. I don't know if they're more learned, less learned, or the same level of, same high level of learning that my professors had. Anyway, so this, that's, I rent a room in a big hotel. So what rights and privileges do I have? Whatever hakol k'minig amdina, whatever the minig is, it's self-understood. Kilu hisnu, as if they all agree. The Nimar goes into details. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Okay, good enough. Maybe tomorrow we did some Gemara. Maybe tomorrow we'll do Parsha.